Well, let's check in with Mark Russo now. He's at, I can't come up with it. Well, I'll check in with him and see where he is. Earthrisk Technologies. I haven't said it often enough, Mark. I didn't have it in front of me to remember where you were here in Chicago. Hey, I've been talking.
I'm here somewhere.
Yeah, every time I talk with you, since we started talking again, it seems like we have to go through bad weather, and that's going to happen again tomorrow and Wednesday and bring me through the winter storm.
Yeah, certainly another winter storm here in the cards for us and across the state here and adjacent areas of Iowa and Indiana can expect anywhere from 1 to as much as 7 inches of snowfall. The totals here, 3 to 4 inches will be up north, northern Illinois, central Indiana will be more of the epicenter of higher totals in the order of 4 to 6, even a few isolated areas a little bit higher than that. So more snow, like it's not a huge winter storm in the grand scheme of things, but yeah, add more to these pretty impressive seasonal totals already.
Well, let's take that into account and then turn our attention to how much snowfall we actually have on the ground across the United States, particularly for the hard red winter wheat crop, whether there are any more cold temperatures that might be damaging there.
Well, we do see more cold on the way, especially as we go through this week and on into the upcoming weekend. Don't see it as being of any kind of winter kill threat, primarily because of this increase in snow cover that's occurring. And for the areas that will be dropping below zero across the Plains Hard Red Belt, which does include much of Kansas and even on into Colorado, there will be enough snow to protect it. So we're not concerned about that. But probably more important is actually with the snow cover in place, once that melts, that's beneficial to the hard red crop, considering that southern Kansas down through Texas has been very, very dry over the past couple of months. So net, they need moisture, and this precip here will help things once it eventually melts.
And finally, turn your attention to South America, where they are in the very beginning of the harvest season.
Yeah, and that's true across central north Brazil in the state of Mato Grosso. Some rain activity in western Mato Grosso over the next couple of weeks, which is pretty typical for this time of year, but that will help to at least cause some delays here in early harvest progress. For eastern Mato Grosso, though, that's the dry spot, and that's the area that we'll see good harvest progress coming up over the next couple of weeks. And once the harvesting takes place, as far as logistics to get to the ports, we see that as not having as really no issues here developing because much of Brazil is on the dry side over the next couple of weeks. It's been that way here for some time, which is actually pretty unusual for this time of year to be as dry as it is. But that is allowing good logistics for the harvested crops as they go from combine to port.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
My pleasure, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He's at Chesapeake Energy in Chicago, Illinois. Actually, he's at Earthrisk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois. Joins us on this Monday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. You can always find us online at willag.org. I'm Yovie Extensions, Todd Gleason.